Good afternoon, a beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, just a few high clouds, and a developing and gusty south wind, all playing a role in pushing our temperatures well up into the 60s and into the lower 70s in some spots, which will be the highs for mid to late afternoon. It's all out ahead of the next cold front, which is currently working its way through the Great Lakes. Added moisture is producing rain showers and some embedded thunderstorms closer to the Midwest and Ohio Valley. That weather's headed in our direction for tonight, so clouds will steadily advance our way toward and then after sunset with a round of showers overnight, perhaps even a rumble of thunder, as lows drop back into the upper 40s to around 50. Clouds will be left over first thing tomorrow morning, but gradually on an increasing west wind, we'll have increasing sunshine. It'll be breezy throughout the day tomorrow, and temperatures somewhat cooler, but still very nice, with highs in the middle 60s. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine right through the middle of the week with another area of high pressure and control on Wednesday and Thursday. Mostly sunny skies, lower to mid-60s before another front approaches on Friday. This one will not have quite as much moisture with it, but still, we run the risk at a few showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 60s. Another weak disturbance will head our way on Saturday with highs right around 60 degrees and the chance for a few rain showers. On Sunday, behind that next front, a bit cooler with a mix of sun and clouds, highs dipping back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Texas. Storms will intensify by mid to late afternoon across the middle part of Texas near a south-southeastward moving cold front. Ahead of the front, pockets of moderate destabilization are likely to occur at peak heating, while mid-level southwesterly winds may tend to gradually weaken over time. Sufficient vertical shear will allow for some supercells, with hail as the most probable hazard. This will also be accompanied by locally damaging winds, which is also a possibility. Meanwhile, a winter storm watch is out for the Wasatch Mountains in Utah for tomorrow and Wednesday. 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected across the higher terrain with the next front. Also, winds are expected to increase and gust at times over 70 miles per hour. A high wind warning has been issued for most of Utah. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low 37, the record high 87 set in 1977, and the record low 19 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening 7:35 p.m., 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs right around 70. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs right around 70. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today, increasing clouds later on with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy, windy, and mild tonight with a round of showers and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds giving way to increasing sun, breezy with highs in the mid-60s, mostly sunny, lower 60s Wednesday, more sun Thursday in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers both Friday and Saturday, lower 60s, and back into the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.